From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston.
Cocaine?
No, thanks.
Last year alone, over 10,000 drug criminals were convicted.
Yo, my man, you want some nudes?
And by next year, our spending for drug law enforcement will have more than tripled from its 1981 levels.
If someone offers you drugs, instead of saying something you really don't mean...
Starting in the late 1980s, while the nation was in the grips of the war on drugs...
Just say no!
Some counties started experimenting with alternative sentencing programs that they hoped would be cheaper and more effective than prison. Now there are more than 2,000 drug courts around the country, more than 100 in Missouri. This week, the most recent batch of offenders graduated here in Boone County, where the drug court is seen as a national role model.
It's beginning when I started. We always felt like we were on the defensive, that we were having to defend the fact that we were taking people into this program and giving them treatment rather than locking them up.
Judge Christine Carpenter has been overseeing the drug court in Boone County since 1999.
If we've learned anything on the war on drugs, I think we can all agree that you can't lock somebody up forever. They're going to come back. And if they've spent even, 10 or 20 years since the great drug war started in the 80s, they're back. And they didn't learn anything good while they were away.
If a judge gets a case where the offender's primary problem is drugs, whether the crime is robbery or writing a bad check, the judge can choose not to send the person to jail, but to a drug court, where they'll get weekly counseling and drug tests 6 or 7 times a month.
I went into college, and I've always been pretty business savvy, and so I wanted to move out of my dorm room, and I ended up buying, I think, an ounce or two of pot.
Trevor Robinson finished drug court this week. In 2009, Columbia police busted him with 7 pounds of pot in the trunk of his car.
Before, I didn't have anything to lose, so I kind of lived recklessly because who really cared? You know what I mean? If I messed up, my life sucked anyways. Now I've got a lot going for me. I'm in school. I'm making decent money for myself. I have a really promising future. So the way I explain it to people, I have a lot to lose and piss down the drain if I do screw up.
In Boone County, 90% of people who complete the drug court program will stay out of jail. That's compared to Missouri prisons, where 6 out of 10 offenders will end up back behind bars within just 5 years. In Missouri, 1 year of incarceration costs the state about $16,000. 1 year of drug court costs $7,000. Judge Carpenter says the program is still growing.
We started out this program only taking youthful first offenders. We soon learned that we could be equally effective with people who were much more down the road, so to speak, in the criminal justice system.
People like James Lindsay, who's been in and out of jail since he was a kid.
Since I was 17, I've been in Boone County system for 17 and a half years now. It's the first time I've been in Boone County for a whole year without being arrested.
Lindsay's now 34, and he says he was ready to get clean, but needed help.
I was just ready for a change, to tell the truth. I'm tired of going in and out of the rotating door.
Lindsay was one of the 11 people to graduate from the program in Boone County this week. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.